it's a pleasure to welcome Gustavo Zajac with Quantum Theater to the Saturday Light Brigade. Gustavo, good morning. Have I pronounced your name correctly?
Hello, good morning, and you pronounced it great. Thanks so very much.
It's very nice to have you with us. And you're involved in a production at Quantum Theater that's being presented in collaboration with Violins of Hope. It opens October 26th. Can you tell us a bit about the production and your involvement in it?
Correct, yes. Okay, so my role is I'm the director and choreographer of the show, and there's lots to talk. The show is the journey of the life of Marc Chagall, painter Marc Chagall, and his wife Bella Chagall. The reason why the title of the play is called The Flying Lovers of Vitebsk is because Vitebsk is the city, currently in Belarus, where Marc Chagall was born. And our story takes us from his childhood until, you'll see when, but until his late age. And it's a beautiful journey with text, with dance, and with songs. We have a whole songbook of Yiddish songs that I believe the audience will thoroughly enjoy.
It sounds terrific. And for people that like Marc Chagall's work, it will be a great tribute to him, I'm sure, but also I know nothing about his personal life whatsoever, and I would imagine Bella perhaps was a muse to encourage his art. I don't want to give away the play, but I'm sure there's some interplay there. And to have it done in collaboration with Violins of Hope, the exhibit currently at Carnegie Mellon University that displays instruments that were actually used during the Holocaust. It's a great juxtaposition of the two events.
Yes, absolutely. Our audience will be able to observe, witness one of those violins, because it's going to be an omnipresent character throughout the whole play that we have. I don't want to give that away, but we have a violin of hope, and it's going to be displayed throughout in our show. So, yes, we have put the two things together. And besides the violin, like you said, yes, Bella was a muse to him. And you don't need to know much about the story of our show, because this is given in most of his paintings, where he's painted weddings and flying lovers. That's the title of the show. The flying woman in the couple is none other than Bella Chagall. And so not only he inspired him in his personal life, but also she was a model for him. So he painted her very often in his paints.
That I did not know. And you might, when you think of Marc Chagall, a lot of people think about stained glass, but there are also paintings and tapestries and so many just vivid, colorful works to consider when you think about somebody like Marc Chagall. And this play has such a nice long run, too. Opening October 28th, and Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8, and a Sunday matinee at 2. So Wednesday and Thursday, Saturday and Sunday at 8, and then a Sunday matinee at 2, clear through October 28th all the way through November 26th. And I'm curious, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself, your path to becoming a director?
Yes, yes, sure. The last thing I wanted to tell you about the show is that a lot of the art of Chagall is very much part of our production. So I told my actors and my creative team who have made beautiful designs that I want the audience to experience that they've been to a Marc Chagall exhibit when they finish, when they exit the show. So a lot of his art and paintings and colors that you have mentioned are also part of our production through costumes, light, and different objects that we use on stage. And they will compose. They make a composition of a Chagall-like experience. So that's what I wanted to tell you about what you mentioned about Chagall's art. And about my experience as a director, I'm an Argentinian-American director. I was born in Argentina, and I was a child performer. I performed since I was 9. In fact, much of my work was related to Jewish education, and I was a performer of Yiddish folk dance and Yiddish folk songs. Then I became an actor, and I worked for Argentinian television and Argentinian theater. And working as such, I met a lot of Broadway and West End directors who would travel to Argentina to stage productions from Broadway and from London. And they've asked me to translate for them sometimes for the cast whenever they were directing. And slowly I was told by them that I had the talent to be a director. I didn't want to hear that very much when I was still a performer. But sooner or later that happened and I started directing. And these same directors that I met in Argentina, they also called me to collaborate with them in New York on Broadway. So I started my journey in New York on Broadway. And from there, some of my work was requested in Korea and Japan. So I did a lot of work in Korea and Japan, and also in Mexico. And currently I'm still directing sometimes in Argentina, around the U.S., and in Asia.
Oh, Gustavo, what a career and life story you have. Where do you make your home? Are you living in Argentina? Or
I have two homes. I live in New York most of the year, but I also still have my place in Argentina because I still teach some musical theater courses down there, and every year or two, I still do a production down in Argentina. The last I did was actually Fiddler on the Roof a couple of years ago. So I still visit Argentina very often. My family is still there, but I spend most of the year in New York because obviously that's where I engage most with the industry and where I'm able to access much of my theater work. So that's why I chose New York to live most of my life.
Well, I'm delighted that you're able to visit Pittsburgh. And here is to a great show, The Flying Lovers of Vita Bisque, the story of Marc Chagall and Bella, his poet, model, wife, and partner. And it opens October 28th, runs through November 26th at Road of Shalom in Oakland, in Pittsburgh. And you can find out more at quantumtheater.com. Anything else you wanted to mention, Gustavo? Thank you for being with us.
I really, really hope that those who connect with the story of such great painter, those who connect with his culture, those who connect with a very intimate love story, yet with a greater history of Europe in the first half of the century, come to see the show because I think we've created something very, very special and unique for theater here in Pittsburgh. So I look forward to seeing everyone in the show.
Wonderful. Best wishes. Thank you for being with us today. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
That's Gustavo Sajak. And look for Gustavo's The Flying Lovers of Vita Besk opening up October 28th.